And then did what to them?
And wrapped them up?
Uh-huh. On the first of the month, the bills are
mailed out to you and come due.
Uh-huh. And if you belong to an organization, you have to pay your annual
dues.
If you don't have the money, you should go to the bank and
borrow it.
In the 30s, money was
scarce and hard to get. That was no lie.
Well, that's right. That's one I can always get.
Yeah, I can do.
Well, let me think now. Oh, let's say you have two things. One is, they're exactly similar. One is $1 and the other is $2. You'd say, my goodness, look at this one. This one
is twice the cost of the other one.
And don't buy this one for $2 because it...
Too high?
Yeah, too high, that means it what?
It costs too much.
When a child gets on the floor or out in the grass and puts his head down and kicks with his feet and then goes over on his back, you say he turned a...
Turned a flip.
Anything else you call that?
Somerset.
Uh-huh. If a man comes to a creek and goes in the water and then paddles across, you say he did what?
He's swimming.
And what?
Swam across.
Uh-huh. And if he comes to the side and he goes like this, what did he do?
Dive.
Any special word for striking the water flat when you jump in, hitting it on your stomach?
Belly buster.
And if the man does this and sinks beneath the water and doesn't come up for an hour, you say he has
drowned.
I see you're familiar with belly busters, huh?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, we had one called a pile driver, where you grabbed your knees and came down on your bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And the water would really go. The bottom would sure get there.
Make it red.
What do you call it when the baby gets on all fours and goes across?
Crawling.
Uh huh. If you see a boy up in a tree, how would you say he probably got up there?
Climbed.
And if someone says to you, did someone put him up in that tree? You'd say, no, that boy has
climbed up.
Uh huh. And if you see a person who has gone to church and has got down on his knees, you say, and he's prayed, you say he has...
Down on his knees praying?
Uh-huh. What do you call that? Well, what would you say he had done?
He's worshiping the Lord?
Yeah, but particularly getting down on his knees. Kneeling?
Kneeling, yeah.
And then you'd say he was kneeling,
kneeled while he prayed.
Uh-huh. And perhaps... In the middle of the day, after your lunch, you're tired, so you come in and you
relax and take a nap.
Uh-huh. And how do you do this? Would you sit down in your chair?
Well, sometimes you can take a nap in a chair, but ordinarily you lie down on a bed or a lounge or something.
Uh-huh. If a man goes to sleep and then wakes up and tells you about the things he'd seen, you'd say, you didn't see those, you just...
Dreaming.
Uh-huh. You were dreaming, or
you were dreaming.
Uh-huh. You didn't really do those things. You did them.
You imagined you saw it in a dream.
Yeah. And then, if a man were snoring, then his snoring stopped and his eyes popped open and he sat up in bed. You'd say, suddenly he
was awakened.
Uh-huh. Was awakened, or he did something else.
Oh, he woke up.
Uh-huh.